It's the Morning X this week, powered by Expert Electronics.
104.9, the Morning X. It's Kev. And I got Matt Hall in the studio with me. I want to share this with you, Matt.
Sure.
Because I'm sure that you are loving all the Christmas music over there on the station you're playing.
Oh, yeah. It is Christmas time, baby.
So I decided to torture you a little bit more in here. Now, you may have heard about this. You know what this is?
That's a squeaky. This is the Christmas dog song or something that someone made.
Yes, they came up with a song and they called it Raise the Woof, which makes me want to jump out a window. It's apparently scientifically proven to be the perfect Christmas song for dogs.
But it's not. It's basically just squeaky toys and... Yeah.
Would you like to go on walkies?
What the hell is that?
It's like an EDM sort of dog song.
Yeah. Well, I figured out a better song. Song that dogs, I think, can relate to a little bit more. This is a problem that if you have a dog, especially a shaggy dog... you know about this, and I think that this is the perfect Christmas song for dogs, especially the kind with this problem. Now, this does not count for our no Christmas music guarantee, so don't call, okay? This isn't it.
Dingleberry, dingleberry, dingleberry dog. Dingleberry swing and dingleberry stink. Hanging and dangling and getting stuck there. In my dog's butt hair. How disgusting. To sit on your lap. Dingleberry, dingleberry, dingleberry dog. Dragging his butt around. Scooting and a wiping on my carpet all day. That's the dingleberry. That's the dingleberry. That's the dingleberry dog.
That's right, and I think dogs can relate to that a little bit more than Raise the Woof, am I right?
You've just created a brand new Christmas classic right there, Kev.
That's right.
How about a woof? There it is.
No? No, get out.
Damn it.
Get out, Matt Hall. You leave right now.
It's Kev.
So what do you think of a character like that?
On 104.9.
Well, I think you're wise to keep him locked up, Doctor.
The Morning X.
Joined now by Wally at IsMailFootballAbsurdity.com. Hey, dude, what's going on? Welcome back.
What's going on is the same thing that's been going on, unfortunately.
Yeah, Bears. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
The Bears just spiral down drain.
Yeah, Bears lose 41-25 to the Packers, in case you didn't watch the game yesterday. In case you're like most of us who turned the game off early, that's how it ended, 41-25. And the Bears have now lost five in a row. And we would not be responsible media people if we didn't cover it. Even though we don't like it, we still have to talk about it, Waleed.
Oh, we definitely don't like it. man, I will say, I think the thing that got me the most is watching that game where there was one commercial, national commercial, with Patrick Mahomes, one national commercial with Deshaun Watson, and it had a stat where both of them today, like, hit an NFL record for passer rating, like, quickest, like, after 99 games or whatever. I didn't see the exact stat. I just know that the two quarterbacks that the Bears passed on are breaking records and getting national recognition.
That's
and
right.
We got Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, and they made sure to throw that stat up on the screen real early in the game, didn't they?
And then passive-aggressively being like, sorry, Bears fans, we didn't mean to bring it up. It just kind of happened. Yeah, sure, it just happened. It's okay, though. Rub it in.
I think that's good, though. I think that proves that, Waleed, you're not the only one who still thinks about that.
No. How could you? How could you watch Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson and be like, yeah, no, everything's okay? I maintain with either of those guys, we win a Super Bowl 2 years ago. With that defense, if you just had one of those quarterbacks?
You mean the year of the Parkey debacle?
Yeah, even because we wouldn't have had to rely on field goals all the time. We would have been scoring touchdowns.
That might have happened, yeah.
I 100% believe it. And so I will never forgive Ryan Pace.
So the Bears offense, we knew they were terrible, but how many turnovers to a not great Green Bay defense?
It was a lot.
Too many, right?
I particularly liked the one that, he kind of just fumbled it and then the defensive guy ran in for a touchdown.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was ugly. That was when I was like, this isn't even going to be. I thought maybe we'd get one of those last second comebacks that seem like they're going to happen, but don't actually happen because we know the Bears aren't actually going to reach that hurdle. We didn't even get that. Like, they crushed our soul in the second quarter.
And they even kicked the defense's ass. Aaron Rodgers, 211 yards, 4 touchdown passes. Is this what happens when we don't have Akeem Hicks? Because it seems like every time he's out, the defense crumbles.
Oh, yeah. Akeem Hicks, one of the best defenders in football. And we kind of see why. Because they just kept running it down their throat. And then Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers.
Right. I mean, that's him. That's what he does. But I feel like we could have held him to less than 41 points.
Yeah, well, you know, like, we have a Discord channel, and it was our Discord channel was just people feeling sorry for me for being a Bears fan last night. That's what we're getting. Like, people are just are like, this is terrible. This is unacceptable. And I want that to nationally be recognized so that things will change.
I like to see, I like to have a little bit of confidence that we can beat the Lions this weekend, but it really doesn't matter anymore, does it?
I mean, their coaching staff's been fired, so I feel like the Lions are actually playing with more hope than the Bears.
Is that true?
Yeah. Patrick Quinn, Robert Quinn, Matt Patricia, both can, as they should have been after that Thanksgiving game. Did you watch that Lions game?
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out which one of us got, like, beat worse, the Lions or the Bears.
Yeah, which was sadder?
It still feels like the Bears got beat worse.
No, it
but
does.
Maybe because it's a little more personal.
All right, this was a rivalry game, and we don't like to see the Bears lose to the Packers, but we especially don't like to see them get just stomped on, which hasn't really been the case in the past couple of years.
Just thoroughly embarrassed. It was, you know what, that's fine. I had Queen's Gambit on in the background. Queen's Gambit, if you haven't watched it, delightful show.
Now, when Wally turns away from a football game to watch a TV show about chess players, you know something's wrong.
Oh, hey, that main character, she a badass. She's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, it's actually quite a compelling show, to be honest with you. More compelling than watching the Bears just get stomped
100%.
On. I turned the game off in the third quarter because I felt my anxiety going so high that I was getting into panic attack mode. So for my own physical health, I had to turn the game off. That's a problem.
See,
that's a problem.
I kept it on while I was watching Queen's Gambit, but it was nice watching, like, someone win, you know?
Sure, sure. And if that's what you have to do. If that's what you have to do, Waleed, I mean, you could always go to YouTube. There's plenty of highlights from the 85 Bears season on YouTube. You could watch them.
Oh, no, I hate those guys worse than I hate this Bears team.
You do? Why?
100%. Why would you be, like, why are we living, like, old moments? It just sounds so sad.
It really does, especially
listen to now. Don't mask it. You have to embrace pain. You have to accept the lack of hope.
It's still fun to like. It's still fun to go to YouTube and turn on a Devin Hester montage, or you know.
Oh no, 100%. Like watching Hester highlight reels is fine, but like going to relive 85. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, that's
that's too much.
Yeah, that's our equivalent of the Sox won in 2005. You know, that's
that's our equivalent of stalking our ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, right, exactly.
All right? She's gone. Move on.
Okay, so what should happen for the rest of the Bears season? What is Waleed's take on where should the Bears go from here? Because clearly there's no path to victory.
I want them to lose out because they need talented players, and hopefully the higher up in the draft they go. I mean, this is supposed to be a deep quarterback class. Maybe they can find someone who isn't Mitch Trubisky.
But
who is also equally bad.
But the history shows that losing a lot doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be better next year because of your draft picks, because the Lions are bad every year, and so are the Browns. So what does that mean?
I'm just saying, at this point, you're not going to make the playoffs. So the better draft pick you get, the better chance you have on hitting on something big. But they got to do something, and they need so much help.
That is one true statement, for sure. Okay, dude, we got to let you go. We're out of time here. We're going to leave it right there. But, you know, I wish us luck, even though I know it's not there, and that hope is a lie. And
hope is a lie. That's it.
A very wise man once said.
If you take nothing away from my appearances, it's that hope is a lie.
I love that. That's great. Thank you. We got to leave it right there. While it is mail, footballabsurdity.com is a website for fantasy tips and more. Follow him on Twitter at I am the Wally. Thanks a lot, dude.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Matt and Chelsea in the room with me. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Good morning again, sir.
You guys sound way too happy. Tone it down.
Sorry.
Tone it down a little bit.
What's going on?
Hey, Kev.
So
thanks
you
a lot
that's
for having us.
Much better. That's
so
more,
great.
That's more the tone of this show. We appreciate that. But apparently I found this study in MIT. MIT found what is to be the most difficult tongue twister.
They're smart.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The most difficult tongue twister in the world apparently is pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Now I'm going to hand this to you. I want each of you to try and do this three times fast, okay?
You kidding me?
So, Chelsea, you can go ahead and go first. And then I've got a couple of more.
Okay, here we go. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
That's not fast enough. You got to do it faster and you got to do it three times.
Pad kid poured curd. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid pulled curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured cold curd cod.
All right, that's three times.
Not bad.
You actually didn't do as bad as I expected because this is apparently the most difficult tongue twister on planet Earth.
It's what do they so
know?
Hard.
According to MIT.
Eggheads, here, what do they know?
Hand that all over right. to Matt Hall.
I'm a professional broadcaster. What do they know? A bunch of smart people at MIT. Pad kid poured curd pulled Todd. Oh, already screwed it up.
Pulled Todd.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Who pulled Todd?
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Faster, Matt.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Boom. Knocked it out.
Not
out
bad.
Of the park.
Out of the park there. And,
you know, I'm not just going to torture you guys. I'm going to try it too.
All right, you go.
Okay, all right, we got to go real fast here, though. Pad kid poured curd pulled Todd. I said pulled Todd too.
You said it faster though.
Pad kid poured curd pulled Todd. This is impossible.
You're going too fast.
Chelsea went too slow. Okay.
I did go too slow.
But I found a couple of more here. And these are ones that I discovered last year that this one is very difficult. I'm going to have Chelsea try this one. And I'm going to have Matt try the other one that I have written down here. This one, Chelsea, and I believe I talked to you about this at Feed the Need. Fred Van Vliet fever.
Yes.
Saying that three times fast is almost impossible. Sure, I've wrote it down for you so you can read it.
All right.
Fred Van Vliet fever. Tongue twister style. Go.
Fred Van Vliet fever.
It's so hard.
Fred Van Vliet fever. Fred Van Vliet. God damn it.
Yes, very difficult. Very difficult.
Uh-huh.
Now, Matt, I'm not going to say what yours is.
Okay.
I'm just going to make you read it three times fast.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to let Chelsea look at it first. And then
I know what it is.
I can't wait.
And you have to go blind. Here, this is what I wrote down. good luck, Matt. Now, I want this five times really fast. Go ahead.
Five times.
Go ahead and go.
Go. Go.
Big ticks, dip tips. 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 I get what you're trying to do to me here, big ticks. I'm not saying it. I'm not doing it.
It's Kev.
Love that guy.
On 104.9.
Lock in.
The Morning X.
Let's hear some coronavirus insanity. Some crazy things going on around the world with the coronavirus. A tequila bar in the UK called 400 Rabbits is trying to get around coronavirus restrictions by registering as a church. Since churches are allowed to be open right now, it's calling itself the Church of the 400 Rabbits, which sounds like a creepy as F church if you don't know it's a bar. What are they doing with those rabbits? But I guess that's one way to get around it, right? Me and some friends of mine used to go to this 4 a.m. bar and call it the church. We'd say, we're going to church. There's also a strip club in Montello, Wisconsin that I sometimes go to during my summer vacation. We call that church. As a matter of fact, there's a shuttle that picks us up and takes us to that strip club. See, the bus to church is here. So maybe they can get around it. We'll see. Good luck to them. New statistic, the average time people spend washing their hands has dipped from 19 seconds in July down to 16 seconds today. I don't know who's answering these surveys with such precise numbers. I would just be like, I don't know, approximately 15, 20 seconds. We still wash our hands an average of 8 times a day, but we're spending less time washing them. The state of Hawaii is offering free round-trip tickets for 50 people to come work in the state remotely. Applications open up on the 15th. I'm not sure like what job this is or how much they're paying for it, but if it's a free trip to Hawaii, I mean, take it. I don't know how much, you know, beach time you're going to get, but hopefully, and they're paying well, hopefully.
According to a report by the University of Maryland, men have a harder time keeping their friendships going during the pandemic because they're used to more, quote, shoulder-to-shoulder interactions, like going to bars, and less time talking. Men don't chat. We don't chat. We don't talk about things. I swear, I spent a weekend hanging out with my buddy Doug, and I got back, and my wife said, so what's going on with Doug? And I had no idea how to answer that question because we don't talk about what's going on. We don't talk about who we're dating. I mean, we just, really, me and him sit around quoting movies. We sit around quoting South Park. We listen to Weird Al, whatever it is we do. And we just act like idiots together. We're not talking about our feelings and our lives. That's not how we do things. Finally, 1.2 million Americans flew on Sunday, which is the largest number since the pandemic started. During the middle of an uptick. Smart. Aren't we smart? Oh, I love this country so much, but sometimes, I swear, that's coronavirus insanity.
It's Kev.
Now, what do you think of a character like that?
On 104.9.
Well, I think you're wise to keep him locked up, Doctor.
The Morning X.
104.9, The Morning X is Kev. Matt Hall is in the room, and it's time for today's celebrity dump. Our weekly dump on celebrities.
Glad you could bring me in for the important topics.
That's right. Coronavirus is still at large, but we're going to make fun of Bill Cosby.
That's the best way to go.
Bill Cosby's lawyers will be in court today to try and persuade the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court to overturn his conviction. The lawyer said that Cosby won't be at the hearing himself because he is going blind and won't be able to tell which drink to spike.
No.
So,
is he? I forgot about Bill. Still in jail, huh?
He's still in jail and he is going blind. He can't see anything, and he's hearing voices pretty much too. So
he's losing it. Like
basically. Michael Jordan, he's in the news.
Hey.
He donated $2 million of his Last Dance documentary money to Feeding America, a charitable food assistance program. And when asked why he donated so much, he said, I bet a guy $4 million that I could. So,
I bet I could donate more than he could. That guy, I mean, you know when it's Michael Jordan, there's money on the line somewhere. I love it.
Oh, yeah, he's a gambling fool.
Hey, he smokes cigars. He's the man.
Yeah, he's just cool.
He is cool. People who say he's not, like, didn't grow up here watching him, you know?
That's all it is, really. They don't have that magic, you know? They didn't watch the magic.
Yeah.
Felicity Huffman, she went to prison in the Varsity Blues scandal.
Yes.
She has scored her first post-prison acting gig.
Oh, good for her.
She's going to be starring in an ABC comedy based on Susan Savage, the real-life owner of a AAA baseball team called the Sacramento River Cats. When asked how she felt about the gig, she said it was the best one she could get for the bribe money. So,
You know, Lori Loughlin in jail right now, but she'll be released in time for Christmas, I hear.
Yeah, well, that's great. Of course she will. Of course she will.
Her and her husband are in jail right now together separately, but they're both in the pen right now.
Conjugal visits?
I don't know if they can do that. Can they?
No idea. Yeah. But finally, Gordon Ramsay's new restaurant in the UK offers a burger called the Wagyu Burger. It's 100% UK heritage beef patty. It's of seared Wagyu sirloin.
What is that?
I'm not sure. It's got fresh black truffles and pecorino cheese. Any guesses on how much the burger costs?
Probably something ridiculously expensive. $47.
You're actually too low, Matt Hall. It is $106.
What?
For an extra $5, Gordon Ramsay will swear at the chef while he cooks it. And for an extra $10, he'll beat him.
That guy's a dick. I'm just going to say it right now.
And I think we'll leave it right there. That is your celebrity dump.
It's Kev.
No moral sense.
On 104.9.
Oh, God. Here we go again. Dork alert.
The Morning X.
Time for Rockford Misconnection.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
And Chelsea on board this morning for Rockford Misconnections. Craigslist. Chelsea, not a great place to be looking for love.
I bet.
It's really not. It gets creepier every day.
I'm excited because I've actually never heard any of these misconnections from Craigslist. You just told me about it.
So. This is where people post if they met somebody out in public and like never got their number, were too shy, and now they're trying to reconnect with those people on Craigslist for some reason. As if there isn't the whole other 99.9% of the internet that is way safer.
Right.
Because we know a few things about Craigslist. Number one being...
It's so creepy.
Yes. Yes, things have happened. Okay, so Craigslist, not a great place. But let's get into these posts. These are real posts you can find in the Rockford Misconnection section on Craigslist today. Unless they take them down.
That's not my fault. This one first says Belvedere. Now, Chelsea, I want you to help me decide whether or not this is dirty.
Okay.
It says Belvedere Garage Helper. That's the subject line. It says, I'm looking for the guy that works on lawnmowers and small engine machines. You needed a helper, someone that can get down on his knees and help out in the garage. We chatted, but I lost the email to get back to you. If you see this, please respond and send me the pic that you sent me so I know it's you. I want to help out in the garage.
That sounds so dirty, and I love it.
You know, that's what a lot of these posts end up being, is people, like, subtly putting in, you know, like we had a guy last week, I think, who wanted to help somebody clean his pipes.
Oh, I'm sure he was cleaning pipes.
I need to clean the pipes in your backyard, whatever it was, you know. This one says, Bend an Elmo. Not Elmo. Sorry.
Not Elmo.
Elbow. Bend an Elbow. Female. This is from Rockford.
Okay.
Skittles are so good, very addictive, and maybe I'm too, but you need to find out. And to find out, you would need to HMU, and for that, I'd have to post here. And what do you know? This is a run-on sentence. That's why I'm reading it that way. There's no punctuation in here. There's no punctuation. It's just a...
Ooh,
it's words in a blender.
What did you say? H-U-M?
H-M-U. I think that means hit me up.
Hit me up, yeah.
It says, for that, I'd have to post here, and what do you know I did? So, yeah, you get it. Then she leaves a phone number and ends it with an absolute low point. she says this is an absolute low point for her, which, yes, you're posting on Craigslist, so indeed it 100% is.
I know probably what she's doing by posting on Craigslist if she's saying she's as delicious as Skittles.
I don't know.
Like, what?
I mean, is that what she's talking about? Is Skittles? Maybe she is Skittles? Maybe that's her stripper name or her porn name?
Oh, probably.
Okay. All right. I'm sick of the run-on sentences here. What? I cannot help you if you cannot clearly communicate your needs.
No periods, no commas.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's just a gobbledygook of words, and I'm supposed to follow it somehow. So, yes, in many ways, it is a low point for you, Skittles. I'm sorry to tell you that, but it is. And finally, this one is simply titled Madison. Comes from Freeport.
Okay.
I think Madison may be the person's name, but I'm not quite sure.
All right.
This says, super long shot, but we were having some serious eye contact while we were both waiting. Would love to see what you were doing behind your mask. Put where we were in the subject line, and I will respond quickly. So this, okay, first of all, I guarantee you behind your mask what she was doing was thinking, this is gross. I got my own spit all over my face, because that's what's been happening to me with the masks lately.
Yeah.
It's just having my own snot and spit on my face.
Right.
Second of all, which is not sexy, by the way. Just wanted to point that out in case anybody wasn't following. It's not sexy, whatever was going on behind her mask at the time. I guarantee she wasn't making, like, licky faces at you. All right. Second of all, you tell me nothing about yourself in this post.
It to me, it's like, why couldn't you turn to Facebook or something different? Why Craigslist?
Just, are that many people going to Craigslist to check if somebody's looking for him? That's my question.
Right.
But what bothers me about this, Chelsea, is that this guy says nothing about himself. We were both waiting. Where were you waiting? What were you waiting for? Were you in line to the grocery store? If so, what grocery store? If so, right, what were you wearing? I was the guy in the orange hat with the douchey mustache. Please,
right,
get a hold of me, Madison. I mean, would that have been so hard? That's what bugs me about these, is that people just can't clearly communicate.
Or punctuate.
Or punctuate. Thank you. I mean, it's personally, you, Chelsea, you go to Craigslist and you're looking for love, and you're looking up through these posts to see if maybe somebody's looking for you.
Yeah.
And you see just this badly written garbage of a paragraph. You're going to skip over that one, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, just, it doesn't help you at all. Get someone to proofread your junk.
Or have somebody write it for you.
Yes. Ask for help. There's no shame in asking for help.
Well,
because you've got to clearly communicate.
They're probably going to get shamed for putting this on Craigslist, so.
Perhaps. Perhaps. A lot of it's very anonymous. So, just as we end Rockford Misconnections today.
And I,
no matter who you are, whether you're a guy who wants to help out with the garage on your knees, whether you're Skittles and are very addictive and can't write a sentence, or if you're Madison who waited in line with this weird stranger, I hope you find what you're looking for. That's the point of all this. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to connect you with the people in your area that might be looking for you, okay? So, Chelsea, thank you for joining us again.
Of course.
And if you know any of these people, let them know we were talking about them.
I totally will.
And that is Rockford Missed Connections on The Morning X.
It's Kev.
No moral sense.
On 104.9.
Oh, God, here we go again. Dork alert.
The Morning X.
That guy's a tool.
You're a tool.
Tool of the day.
As always, your tool of the day powered by Retool of Rockford, where they buy, sell, and trade tools on East State Street next to Chuck E. Cheese. They make fun of tools. They sell tools. We make fun of tools. And I love sharing these tool of the day stories because I feel like, A, they're hilarious. They write themselves. I don't even have to come up with anything because they write themselves. But B, I feel like it makes you understand that your life isn't that bad. That no matter what you've got going on, no matter what dumb mistake you made at work, these people make your life feel okay. And today we've got one with a twist. We'll go to a town in upstate New York called Messina. The county sheriff there and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security have been running an investigation for a while on a 55-year-old guy named Tim Currier for selling drugs. And on Tuesday, they made their move to arrest him. Now, he took off in his car, got into a chase with the police throughout the town, and as he blew through an intersection, he threw some of his crack out the car window. First of all,
don't smoke crack.
And second of all, we've been through this before. If the cops are chasing you, it's too late to ditch the junk. They're gonna see you do that. The cops eventually caught up to the guy. They got him to stop, and he was arrested on several charges, including possession of a controlled substance, tampering with evidence, and failure to comply. Now, this is already a tool of the day story, but it becomes Hall of Fame material when I give you the twist. The guy who blew through the intersection because he was getting chased by cops, wanted for selling drugs, tosses his crack out the window, was the mayor of that town.
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
Holy crap. Holy crap.
Holy crap.
Yes, Tim Currier is the mayor of Messina, New York, and now he's taking a leave of absence to, quote, seek professional treatment. And it's likely he'll do that either during or after he spends some time in tool jail. Don't be a tool like Tim Currier, the mayor of Messina, New York. But the right tool for your job can be found at Rockford Retool on East State Street. Go visit them on East State Street next to Chuck E. Cheese or online at rockfordretool.com.
5 more minutes of this and I'm going to get mad.
104.9, The Morning X.
It's time to talk to Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Andrea, welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
I really miss the days when we could have you in studio.
Oh, I know. It was so nice to come on in and actually see your face. You know, feel like we're in person again, but maybe someday.
And sometimes when you're on the phone, you get that weird delay time where you don't know that I'm not done talking because I pause and then you'll start talking and we'll talk over each other by accident. It's just,
isn't it fun?
It's awkward. Yeah, I don't like it. So I pray for the day when it comes back where we can hang out again in person because...
I know. I feel the same way.
I'm over this phone stuff, for sure.
I know. Plus, it's just nice to see people.
I know.
Other than, you know, it's just... We do get out a little bit here and there for walks outside, but other than that, you know, it's nice to see the people that I haven't seen in a while. So,
We haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks because we had the holiday. Hope you had a good holiday.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. Yeah, we had a nice low-key day. How about you?
Same. Same. Yeah. I had a nice, we cooked for 20 people, even though there were just two of us.
Isn't that always how it is?
It was a very high-carb, high-calorie weekend, but I don't regret a thing.
No, you shouldn't. It's Thanksgiving. You're meant to eat a lot of food, so good for you.
So now we switch. Now we switch over full blast to the Christmas holiday season. So I imagine some holly jolly things are happening this weekend.
There are holly jolly things going on. Of course, you know we just had Stroll on State last Saturday, and so that's officially what we say is our kickoff to our holiday season, our Merry and Bright holiday. We've got a lot going on. I do want to mention quickly, just based on Stroll on State, if you have children in your home and you're interested in writing to Santa, we have different mailboxes that are North Pole specific in 5 different locations in the Rockford region. And we're going to have if kids want to, they can drop off their letters in the mailboxes and Santa will write them back. Now, you have to do that by December 8th, so get ready for that.
Oh, that's cute. Does it have to be kids? Because I have a letter to Santa. Can I read you my letter to Santa?
Oh, please do.
Okay. Dear Santa, please bring me 3 cases of Stella and a bottle of Tito's. My wife would like some Jameson, and for the dog, a bowl of Miller Lite. We've been extra good this year. Love, Kevin.
That's beautiful. That's perfect. Kev, it can be all the kids and then Kev. Just drop your letter in the mailbox. You're good.
Yeah, well, my dog now knows that it loves Miller Lite because my father-in-law decided to put the can down in front of him and see if he would lick
no.
it. Yeah, oh yeah.
No!
Yeah.
And the dog loved it.
Yeah, well, yeah, he kept coming back for it, so now
oh,
we know.
Well, okay.
Now All we right, know what kind of dog know. We're dealing with here.
That's hilarious. And also sad.
Yeah, well.
But, so that's going on if you want to have your letter. The locations that you can drop the letters off are listed at JoAndFate.com, so check it out. We also have virtual Santa visits for kids now and for the next few weekends. So check out JoAndFate for all those details and get ready for your holiday that way.
Are we sure Santa knows how to work the technology to get on Zoom? Because I've had to explain it to my uncles. And, yeah, I mean,
that's
all I'm saying.
That's a fair question. I mean, it's a fair question.
Santa Claus is an older guy, and you know what? Sometimes you got to explain that stuff to the very elderly. Most people know, but the very elderly like Santa because he's like 300 years old. I don't know if he's up on the times, you know?
You know what? Luckily for Santa, he has a team of elves that can definitely help him out, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, so. I mean, they know how to make iPads, apparently, so they can they can help Santa with that, sure.
Exactly. See, so yeah, so he is going to be, sitting with the kids, but I don't know that he's necessarily going to be doing the technical behind the scenes, fun, you know, all that good stuff.
Okay,
so
good.
I think you're all right there.
Good.
But I will say spots are limited for that. So if you are interested, and it's free. So if you're interested, you're going to want to go to StrollInState.com and sign up for that. So those are a couple things going on related to StrollInState. Of course, we want to let everyone know and encourage everybody, please support local during this time if you can. It's really it's so crucial right now for our local area businesses that we just think local first if we can. So
for sure.
There is that. Also going on, we have the Rockton Christmas Walk. This is always so sweet and quaint. It's going on all weekend long. You can go on to Rockton downtown. More information is on their website about what's going on, but there's always going to be a Santa sighting there, lights galore. So go and support local in Rockton this weekend.
And Santa's a busy guy, man. He's got to get on Zoom calls with a bunch of kids, and he's got to go sit in a parade. I mean, I know he's a famous guy, and he's got to be used to this PR by now, but, I mean, let's give the guy a break.
Well, you know, he only comes out once a year, and I think he likes to just do this up. He likes to do it up big. He's super magical, right? So he can be in however many places at once, and then he goes home for the rest of the year and maybe unwinds.
But I tell you what, I would love to only work 1 month a year. That'd be great.
Cram it all into one. That would be so interesting, cramming it all into 1 month, and then you're done for the whole year.
Boy, I tell you. Plus the flying reindeer. I mean, that's another thing. That's a whole other thing altogether that we don't have time to get into. But
exactly. It's so much work on his hands.
All I'm saying is I don't want to hear Santa complaining about anything, okay? I don't want to hear him complaining once.
Well, then you bet. I've never heard Santa complain. Have you?
No.
I mean, I've seen him. I've met him a number of times. I've never once heard him complain. He's always holly jolly.
That's right. Makes me sick. Anyways.
Well, then you just better stay home. Are you a Grinch?
I'm not a Grinch in the least. I love the holidays, and I love Santa Claus. You know, he and I just have some issues because of the whole Super Nintendo thing. He never got me one, and I had to buy one for myself. And, we have problems, but I'm resolving them. I'm in therapy. It's fine.
Okay, that's where the issue lies. I have to ask one question. Are you the family that will bring your dog to see Santa?
Bring the dog to see Santa?
Oh, yeah.
No way. He'll bite him.
Gotcha.
Chewy does not like strangers, okay? You have to, like, take some time to get to know him. And that visit with Santa Claus will not be enough time for him to not want to bite his face off. So we'll just keep him away.
He likes beer. He chews and bites people. Man.
Just like his daddy.
Oh, just like him.
No.
Oh, Kev.
No.
Some things will never change.
That's true.
So that's going on this weekend. We also have the Jingle on the Mile. This is on the Miracle Mile on State Street. 16 local businesses are going to be having some specials and deals. So if you want to do some fun things this weekend to support local while you're shopping, definitely go to GoRockford.com. We have our Go Guide. You can find all the events and details there. But those are two fun events, including the Festival of Lights that's going on too, and a number of other light shows all aglow at Nicholas Conservatory and Gardens. You could just make it a fun family event this weekend.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And if you want to find out anything Andrea just talked about and more, you can go to GoRockford.com. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Once again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
It's Kev.
So what do you think of a character like that?
On 104.9.
Well, I think you're wise to keep him locked up, Doctor.
The Morning X.
Let's have some coronavirus insanity. These are crazy coronavirus stories from around the world. And we'll start with a new study that found popular dog names in 2020. Found out there were lots of people picking names like Corona, Rona, COVID, and Fauci for their dog's names. Why would you want a dog that's going to be around for the next 15 years to remind you of 2020 that entire time? Why would you name your dog like that? Don't name your dog after the coronavirus. Or do. None of my business. I guess that's up to you. Flask sales are up more than 500% this year. Why? Well, a rep from a market research group says it's because people want to drink from a closed container so they don't spill on their laptop during a virtual happy hour. Well, I mean, I guess that's one way to do it. The mayor of Austin, Texas, posted a Facebook video last month telling residents, quote, "Stay home if you can. We may have to close things down if we're not careful." Well, it turns out that he posted that video from his vacation home in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. The day before the trip, he hosted an outdoor wedding and reception for his daughter with 20 guests. See, that's why people keep getting mad. It's not so much that, you know, people want you to take precautions that people are getting mad. It's because people are being hypocrites about it. Don't be a hypocrite. A couple were arrested over the weekend when they took a flight from San Francisco to Hawaii knowing they had coronavirus. Don't do that. Come on. If you know you have the disease, stay home. They were charged with reckless endangerment. Yeah, they're taking it seriously, guys. This isn't no bull crap here. The Ohio Department of Health is now recommending that people in Ohio not travel anywhere in Ohio. Even Ohio's like, yeah, we suck. Belgium has a new coronavirus restriction where if you're hosting people in your yard, only one of them is ever allowed to go inside to use the bathroom. So it's a one at a time. No going to the bathroom to bone. And that is your stack of coronavirus nonsense for today.
The one and the only 104.9.
Take a listen.
The Morning X.
Fake News Friday.
You are fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
Fake news.
It's fake. Phony. Fake.
Disgraceful.
Fake.
Disgraceful.
False and fake.
False and fake.
False and fake.
That was false and fake.
Pile of garbage.
Pile of fake.
China.
False and fake.
And we're out of time. I say it every week. I do intend on shortening that intro, but I still love it the way
it's
is.
Too good. You can't shorten it.
I know. There's a lot in there.
That's what she said.
That's a lot of good stuff. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Well done.
An old reference, yes.
Matt Hall, doing the news today on the show. Usually we have you on Mondays doing the news. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like just doing the news. So today was Friday. I was like, you know what? It feels like a good news day.
All right. Well, thank you for doing our news today. And thank you for having the most chipper voice I've ever heard use the word morgue. Well done.
I know. It's terrible. If the morgue shuts down, they've got a truck.
Okay, well, Matt reads the news, terrible. So I think he knows his news.
Maybe, yeah.
So I want to tell if you can tell the difference between real and fake news headlines.
It's tough these days, to be honest with you.
Here we go. Headline number one. A Van Halen-loving Italian chef opens restaurant called Spaghetti Van Halen.
I wish that was true, but it's probably not.
Yeah, I made that up.
Yeah.
I made that up for sure, but
it should be true.
If it's not true, it should be true. That's right. There should be a restaurant called Spaghetti Van Halen, and once I figure out how to open a restaurant, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, I wanted to open up a Chinese food restaurant called Walk This Way. Like WOK, you know?
Oh, dude, that'd be great. That'd be perfect. We can set up the restaurant right next door to each other.
It could be Spaghetti Van Halen and Walk This Way. It could be in the food court at the mall.
Okay, headline number two. Scientists find 81-year-old fish.
You know what? Fish are old, and sometimes you never know how old they are. So, yes, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, that's a real headline. A tropical reef fish was discovered by scientists. They found it to be 81 years old, which is the oldest of its kind ever to be found. Here's my question, though. How do they know how old the fish is when they find it?
It had a vote for Bernie Sanders.
My supporters are humans and fish.
My supporters are 50% fish and 50% human.
Free water for everybody.
It's like, is there an old country buffet for fish, and that's where they find them? They all hang out there having dinner at like 3 p.m.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Are there fish out there drinking prune juice? Did the fish have his glasses on the tip of his nose? How can they tell? That's what I want to know.
They watch CBS, right?
Headline number three, a new social media site strictly for dead people premieres next week called Instagrave.
You know, that sounds like you made that one up to me. There's no way. Why would you have a TV show for dead people?
Real or fake news, Matt?
It's fake. Fake
and
false.
That's correct. You're 3 for 3 so far.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm getting better at these.
You are. You're starting to figure out my
well, come on.
Fake headline writing style.
Come on, a show for dead people. I mean,
you know. And finally, giant penis statue pops up in Germany.
Oh, gosh. You know, those Germans, they can be freaky sometimes. So I'm going to say yes, that is real news.
4 for 4, man.
Yes,
huh?
Well done. Das Germans.
I love the story. A giant phallic sculpture suddenly appeared on a German mountainside on Thursday.
Nice.
Yeah, giant statue that looked like somebody's... Anaconda! And it was made of hard wood. That's what I love about it.
Well, you know those monoliths have been showing up all over the place.
Yeah, that's weird too.
So maybe they can be like phallic-shaped monoliths going forward here.
The best thing about the story, though, is that this is not the first giant wang to appear on this mountainside. Just days earlier, a different big woody mysteriously disappeared from the mountainside.
What's going on in Germany?
Somebody's out there stealing statues.
I get what you did there.
Somebody must have needed some firewood, I guess. I don't know. I love it.
It's a crotch party right up in here.
And that is Fake News Friday.
It's Kev.
Excellent.
On 104.9.
That's incredible.
The Morning X.
Having an interesting conversation here in the 104.9 The X studio. And I took it over to Facebook because, and hi, Chelsea. Chelsea's here. Stole you over from the B103 studio.
Yes. No more PG-13.
And a little bit different music over here right
yes.
now. They're playing all Christmas music over there. But I stole on Chelsea because we got into a conversation, which I forget how this even came up. But turns out that Chelsea's one of the people who hate feet. Now some people have foot fetishes. And some people are absolutely disgusted by feet. And I don't get either.
See, to me, okay, so feet are weird because it's like a whole nother hand at the bottom of your body.
Yes.
Like, what?
It is.
And then have you seen the videos? There's like people with their feet and they're like grabbing objects or like playing the piano. Like, that's weird.
Like, I know somebody who can like tie knots with their feet and stuff
what?
Like that. Yeah. Yeah. Not the video for you then, I guess.
No.
Because if you're grossed out by feet, I would not watch that. But here's what I don't understand is that like some people are grossed out by feet. But they have no problem going to third base with you. So they would literally rather touch your junk than your feet.
I mean, I'm going to have to agree with that.
So I'm wondering where people fall on the spectrum. I put it up there on our Facebook page at The X Rockford. How people feel about this. How do you feel about feet? That's the question on Facebook today. Casey chimes in and says, when I see snaggle toes... She says, you've seen them. They wrap over the actual toe, and they're all bedazzled. And she says she loves winter when people wear shoes.
I have snaggle toes.
What does that even mean?
My big toe goes over my index toe. Is okay. that what you call it?
Index toe?
Is that what you call it?
I'm learning new anatomy today. Apparently, there's such a thing as an index toe. So you have the big toe that goes over the pointer toe.
Yes, I do.
The pointer toe.
Right.
And that's called the snaggle toe? I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound gross. It just sounds like a thing that happens. So what? So let's see who else chimed in. Rachel says, gross. Keep them away from me and my pillow.
Yes, Rachel.
Who's putting their feet on the pillow, though?
Ugh.
Are people putting feet on pillows?
I mean, to put your feet up.
Okay. I guess, but I mean, I didn't realize that was like a problem that people had to bring up. I said, how do you feel about feet? Josh says, I walk on mine. Very clever.
Clever.
Very clever. Very smart. I do too. Most people do. Some people can walk on their hands, which is outrageous. It's outrageous, that feat of strength.
Right.
Michelle says, for $50, I'll send pics.
Yeah.
No, thank you. This is not a Craigslist ad for weird nude feet pictures.
Oh, man. But,
only
you know,
fans.
If I did receive, oh yeah, yeah, let's go to Michelle's OnlyFan page and look at her feet. Like, I don't know, if she did send me a picture, I wouldn't care though, because I'm not excited by feet, but I don't hate feet, so I'm stuck in the middle. I definitely don't get the foot fetish people though, either.
No, how do you have a foot fetish?
People are turned on by feet, and now I'm going to gross you out with this term, but don't even get me started on toe suckers.
I thought you were about to say toe socks.
You don't like toe socks either?
Toe socks and toe suckers.
Well, they don't make toe socks for snaggle toe people, Chelsea. I'm sorry. But
they
is that
don't.
What it is? You have just a thing against that because of your toes? Is that what it is?
Yeah, my snaggle toe won't fit in the toe socks, so I'm against toe socks, okay?
I don't understand either side, because feet are just feet to me. They're like utilitarian. You know, they're just there to use, and they aren't supposed to be sexy or otherwise. It's like me going, hey, you know what turns me on? Your microwave. It is literally nothing to me.
Feet are weird to me. That's all I'm gonna say.
They're weird, but they're just a body part that you use, and you usually 90% of the day they're covered up.
True, except for in the summer when you have to wear sandals.
Nobody has to wear sandals ever, Chelsea. This is not a rule.
You're right. Maybe I should keep my snaggle toe in the summer.
Keep your snaggle toe out of people's faces, Chelsea. That's disgusting.
The one and the only
104.9.
Take a listen.
The Morning X. It's The Morning X This Week, powered by Expert Electronics.